In contrast to her competitors, Khalil has raised a mere $20,000 in campaign donations and has even been excluded from primary debates because of her low polling numbers. But the IT worker and council member from Jenkintown is taking it all in stride.
Money is not the only indicator of success, but I can't focus on that because if I do, then I'm not focused on doing good. So that anytime I don't get my name in the paper or there's a debate I'm not invited to, we go out and we do good.
Khalil, who is Muslim, believes that as the only woman on the ballot, she offers a unique perspective. And as a breast cancer survivor, Khalil says she supports healthcare as a human right. She also pledges to protect a woman's right to have an abortion, something which has recently been under attack by Republican legislators. And she's passionate about improving schools. But getting her message out has proven difficult, she says, claiming that some aren't giving her a fair shake since she's not a frontrunner.
That's what I find frustrating, that if you're complaining about attack on voters' rights, if you're complaining about our democracy and the attack on a free press, and you are engaging in those activities, you lose my respect.
For now, Khalil says she's going door to door to connect with voters personally before the primary on May 17th. Hayden Mittman, WLVR News.